Hey, Chip Chat listeners, we've got some exciting news for you. Based on demand, we are announcing a new segment on Chip Chat and Conversations in the Cloud we're calling the Chip Chat Challenge. Throughout the year, we'll be creating contests for you, our listeners. These will be challenges that draw upon your knowledge and creativity. And here's your first challenge. Cloud computing is a prevalent buzzword in the industry, but there is still ambiguity in the definition of cloud computing, and I hear this every day. So we want you, our listeners, to give your definition of cloud computing, propose a succinct way to define this architectural shift in data centers, and if we pick your entry as a winner, you will win a cool prize. To submit your definitions, go to intel.com/server. There, you will see instructions on how to submit your entry. So get busy. You have until April 6th to send in your definitions. Thanks for playing the Chip Chat Challenge.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. I've got Jennifer Sanity with me today. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Allison, and thank you for having me.
We've been wanting to have you on for a long time. Tell us about what you do in the data center group at Intel.
So I work in the data center group marketing organization, and specifically I'm responsible for the Xeon E3 products.
So you just launched the new E3 platforms. Lots of different uses for E3. We don't talk about them on the show very often, but today's episode is all about what E3 means for small business. So why don't you tell us about the new capabilities that were delivered with this new generation of E3s? Obviously, it came from our Sandy Bridge product line.
So the Xeon E3 1200 product family of processors is based on the 32 nanometer Sandy Bridge microarchitecture. Mm-hmm. With that comes a tremendous amount of new performance gains, not only across our standard server benchmarks like SpecInt and SpecFP, but also in other areas such as graphics. The integrated graphics we're promoting very heavily in our workstation segment, because what we're seeing is that the performance of the integrated graphics is on par with some of the entry-level discrete graphics cards.
That's pretty impressive when you consider the cost of some of those discrete graphics cards.
Exactly. For a minimal adder, you're getting comparable or better performance with the integrated graphics.
When it comes to the small business market, though, obviously these customers are using the E3 product line primarily as servers. Tell us about what kind of usages you see there in terms of an entry-level server for a small business customer.
Well, things that are important to a small business owner typically are things like cost, performance to some extent. They want a system that's not going to be sluggish, that's going to be responsive to their business needs. They want something that they're not going to be spending a ton of money and resources on trying to manage the system. And they want something that's secure.
Well, I can see how Sandy Bridge delivers increased performance, but tell me about the manageability and security attributes that you're talking about. How do we address those on the platform?
So from a security standpoint, this is the first time we'll be introducing Intel AES-NI or Advanced Encryption Standard new instructions. What these do is they accelerate the encryption and decryption process so that the small business owner can rely more on encryption to ensure that their hard drive as well as their internet-based transactions are secure. Previously, there was quite a significant overhead with doing this type of encryption, decryption, so a small business owner had to make a choice on whether or not to actually go with an encrypted type of solution. But with AES-NI, the encryption is accelerated so that it doesn't become a huge portion of the computing overhead.
And then if you look at the manageability capabilities, what differentiates this new E3 generation of processors from its predecessors?
Although we did support the active management technology on our 3400 series, the Fox Hollow-based platform, we are more actively supporting AMT and all that entails. And in addition, with the integrated graphics, we're able to support KVMR, which is the ability for a managed service provider or for an IT support individual to go in to a system and be able to remotely log in and see exactly what the user's seeing and remotely diagnose and fix the problem.
So when it comes to delivering this new E3 platform, what did we do with the software industry to get ready?
We work with all of our key software partners and vendors to ensure that the Xeon E3 system is interoperable and optimized for their different software-based applications. Probably one of the most interesting ones is the Microsoft Small Business Server 2011 Essentials. This is the Aurora-based operating system that is specifically designed and targeted for the small business owner.
They've done a lot of work to define a small business server, and I think that this is a perfect point of differentiating what is a small business server versus a client turned on its side, and what kind of capabilities do we differentiate in our designs to define that small business server?
One of the things that we've found is extremely important to a small business is reliability. And the Xeon E3-based servers have a certain element of reliability and additional capability above and beyond what a comparable desktop would offer.
Mm-hmm.
We support features such as error-correcting code memory or ECC memory, which can automatically detect and correct any kind of errors that are going to or coming from memory. So what that means is for the small business is that they have that added protection of their business critical data.
So beyond the ECC memory, do you see anything else that would differentiate a server platform from a desktop as a server?
Certainly, yes. We do extensive validation of server class operating systems with our Xeon E3-based platform so that the small business owner running our hardware with the server operating system can ensure that they're running a solution that's been tested and proven.
If somebody wants to learn more about the E3 line and they want to learn about what companies are delivering these products, where would they go on Intel's website?
One is we have the Xeon E3 product pages that will go through all of the details associated with the processor specifications. And then we have also a comparable website for the chipset, our Intel C200 series chipset. We also have a fair amount of material on our IT Center site for Xeon E3, where we have information regarding the benefits to the small business owner, as well as additional white papers and other collateral for reference.
Fantastic. Well, Jennifer, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you so much, Allison.